On FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Conditions in holding centres used to house a growing number of migrants arriving in Kent last summer have been slammed in a new report. Kieran's got the details for KMFM.
Well, inspectors have revealed they discovered more than 500 people, including 90 children, being kept in a freight shed at Folkestone with insufficient food. A facility at Frontier House in the town was found to have no showers and nowhere to rest. Dover Seaport has also been criticised for being crowded and poorly ventilated. That site was being used by more than 2,700 detainees for over 18 hours a day. The facilities were being used after a sudden increase in the number of people trying to get into the UK in lorries or via the Channel Tunnel.
KMFM News.
Maria Sharapova's tennis career hangs in the balance after she admitted failing a drugs test. Sponsors Nike, Porsche and Tag Heuer have either ended or suspended their relationship. The former Wimbledon champion says changes at the start of the year mean a substance in medicine she's been taking for a decade is now banned. Former international tennis player Amanda Owens says it's quite an oversight.
Really, her coach or the people supporting her and Maria herself, they needed to be aware of this. I mean, the IOC made it, they put it on the list. It was banned on the 1st of January, I believe.
A main road in Margate remains closed this afternoon after a man was spotted on the roof of a building. Police were called to North Down Road in the Cliftonville area this morning following concerns for his welfare. The building is on the corner of Ethelbert Road and drivers are being urged to avoid the area. More than 20 firefighters have been tackling a fire at a beauty salon in Faversham. Crews were called to the two-storey building on West Street at around 5 this morning. Our reporter Bess has been speaking to crew manager Dan Wooler.
Most of the first floor and roof is damaged. The remainder of the ground floor is damaged by smoke and water.
And is there any idea what the cause was as yet?
No idea of the cause yet. We are waiting for our fire investigation team to come out and investigate.
More than 5,000 operations across England have been cancelled ahead of a strike by junior doctors. They'll walk out from 8 tomorrow morning in a row with the government over a new contract. They'll provide emergency care for only 48 hours.
KMFM News.
Campaigners opposed to the closure of a Kent school are making a last-ditch attempt to get education bosses to change their mind later. It was confirmed last month Pent Valley in Folkestone is to shut for some year groups from September and then to all pupils from August next year. Falling student numbers and poor teaching were among the reasons for the closure. The decision is being questioned at a meeting at County Hall in Maidstone. Jo Sun is a Year 7 pupil. She's due to protest outside.
Every pupil in this school loves it. At the end of the day, if a student's happy in the school that they're at, that is where they're going to learn most. They're not going to learn anything down the academy. They're the ones that are unhappy.
The scrutiny committee could postpone the closure before a review. Three men are starting a total of more than 14 years in jail for trying to smuggle 10 illegal immigrants into the UK via Kent. The group, including a child, had travelled from Sri Lanka and were found in a van at the entrance to the Channel Tunnel in France in July 2014.
KMFM News.
Npower has confirmed it's to cut 2,400 jobs in the UK. The energy supplier says it's part of a recovery plan after posting huge losses for 2015. And £500,000 is going to be spent on expanding a marina in Medway. More than 50 new berths and a new pontoon are going to be built at Chatham Maritime near the historic dockyard. The new development's due to open next month.
KMFM Sport with Home Plus Furniture. Quality, value and choice in Ashford, Maidstone and Medway. HomePlusFurniture.com.
Football and Arsenal will try and secure their place in the quarterfinals of the FA Cup later. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Leclerc.
Well, Arsene Wenger's side are taking on Championship promotion hopefuls Hull in a replay after the first match between the sides ended goalless. The winners will face Watford in the last eight. On to cricket, and England arrive in India today to start preparations for their attempt to claim a second World 2020 title. They begin their campaign a week tomorrow against the West Indies. Former Olympic champions and top athletes are going to be in Medway later to try and inspire more women to get into sport as a career. Skeleton racer Amy Williams will be joined at the event by Rugby World Cup winner Rachel Burford and pentathlon champion Mari Spence. It's taking place at the historic dockyard in Chatham as part of International Women's Day. Meantime, Kent's Elliot Willis has been withdrawn from the Great Britain sailing squad for this summer's Olympics due to ongoing treatment for bowel cancer. He was one of the first athletes selected for the Games by Team GB back in September. The 32-year-old from Sevenoaks was diagnosed with cancer in December and is currently undergoing radiotherapy.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.